Ashland, Wisconsin sits on Shawamigan Bay. It's a wide curve of gently sloping land on the south shore of Lake Superior. There used to be a busy port here. Ships moved in and out, loaded with iron ore, lumber, and coal. But those ships are gone. Ashland's industry is gone, and the town is trying to create an economy based on tourism. But the bay is polluted. The waves lapping gently on the shore carry a thin film of oily scum. Bright yellow signs warn people not to wade in the water or run their boats in the bay. A year ago, the EPA named this part of the bay a Superfund site. It's not the kind of place that's likely to attract tourists, but that's exactly what Ashland's mayor wants to do.
This lakefront is really underdeveloped, and in a service-based economy like we're at, we could really be turning some money for our community here.
Fred Schnook wants to double the size of the city marina. He wants to turn the old sewage treatment plant into a museum.
There could be retail shops. You know, there could be a marina repair shop. They have all these boats that we have here fixed.
Ashland is within a short day's drive of Chicago, Milwaukee, and other major Midwestern cities. The tourism potential is huge. But a gas plant polluted the bay years ago, and there's no money to clean it up. For 70 years, a company made gas to heat and light Ashland's homes. Most cities had gas plants like this. The raw material was coal or petroleum. Byproducts were tars and oils in various thicknesses. Some of the waste was as solid as roofing tar. Some was as runny as used engine oil. The gas company sold some of the byproducts to other industries. It dumped the rest into Shawamigan Bay. The plant closed 50 years ago.
So we have the legacy of history.
Jerry Winslow is an engineer with Xcel Energy. The utility company bought the manufactured gas plant in 1976. Now, Xcel uses it as a place to repair equipment. Winslow says other industries along the bay, including a city landfill, added their own pollution over the years.
Manufactured gas plant being one issue, wood treating be another issue with the same kind of coal tar products, landfill, which gets a little bit of everything.
Because it owns the manufactured gas plant, Xcel will probably have to pay a big chunk of the eventual cleanup cost. But Xcel says if the old city dump is part of the problem, Ashland itself should bear some of the cost. 8 years ago, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources began studying the pollution problems here. The tars and oils can cause cancer, and animal studies suggest they might cause infertility. Xcel and the DNR worked together to cover places on land where the pollutants were bubbling to the surface, and Xcel is slowly pumping the tars out of the deep aquifer that runs under the old coal plant and into the bay. The problem right now is the bay itself. The pollutants have settled on the bottom, and whenever there's a northeast wind, they get churned up and rise to the surface. Since the bay is listed as a Superfund site, the EPA is in charge. The federal agency says Xcel will have to pay for most of the cleanup. So EPA wants Xcel to do the studies that will show how the pollution should be cleaned up. Ashland's mayor, Fred Schnook, doesn't like that idea. He says Xcel is looking for the cheapest way to clean up the site.
Xcel's fighting any kind of dredging that has to take place. Some of the options include capping and other remediation that would be a heck of a lot cheaper than dredging. And again, it's understandable what Xcel's doing. They have a profit motive at stake here.
Schnook says he's looking out for Ashland. He says Xcel doesn't have the same motivation to move quickly and do a thorough cleanup. But pollution cleanups only get more expensive as time goes by. Jerry Winslow has worked on several other manufactured gas sites. He says they weren't so complicated to clean up because they weren't sitting next to a lake.
We don't have to worry about the fish, and we don't have to worry about the terns, the birds, the whole ecosystem, the worms, et cetera, et cetera. Here we need to worry about that.
Winslow says Xcel won't have plans for a cleanup for at least 2 more years. But Ashland Mayor Fred Schnook says he'll push the company to move faster, and he'll be keeping a close eye on its work. He says Ashland's future depends on a clean Shawamigan Bay. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.